Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the sake of shaking things up, I'm going to go to Chris in Asbury Park. Chris, what's up? You're Chris, on the fan.
Where is your head?
Guys, I love the show. Lugie and Marash are the future of this radio station.
Nice. Wow.
And Kiki, I was at the game. My father passed away. He brought me to the game where you broke the single game record of yardage.
Yeah, that was Dallas.
Yes. I was at the game. You were by far one of my favorite players ever.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The New York Giants, absolutely. The New York Giants are going to win the Super Bowl.
Why do you believe this, Chris?
Don't make me
from Asbury Park.
So, first off, right now, and I'm not just talking Giants, every single New York team has charisma. New York Giants have charisma. The New York Giants have Malik Nabers, first-round pick, and Jalen Hyatt, Wandell Robinson. We don't even need Saquon anymore. I think
we got eight running backs.
The Super Bowl. Daniel Jones coming back from an ACL. Probably one of the fastest quarterbacks. Nobody gives him credit.
True.
One of the fastest quarterbacks in the NFL. I believe that we're going to have a very, very good year. Singletary, very, very underrated. I believe that our defense, best three defensive linemen probably in the NFL. If you're going to...
I mean, you want to put them together? Dexter, the best combo? Best combo of interior and edge? Maybe.
I mean... Jesus H. Christ, what more do we need?
Chris.
I think we win the Super Bowl.
Chris, don't hang up for a second. I think you just did something. If we had the contest fantasy phenom like we had 12 years ago, there's a chance you're going to Bar A with Mike Francesa because you just managed to take a bunch of things that I think are facts and somehow speed them past 100 miles an hour and get to the Giants and winning the Super Bowl. Well done. Well crafted. Now, enjoy your day. And enjoy the edibles, because you must have been on one. I love the Giants, Teague. I'd love not more to go to win the Super Bowl. Can we maybe focus on winning 10 games and get to another wild card round first?
I'm telling you. I mean, it's just more about not getting ahead of yourself.
My goodness.
That's the
and
challenge.
Can Malik Nabers catch a pass first, too? Well, and I'm high on
By the way, I think he's going to be a stud.
I do, too.
I really do. I'm really optimistic for Malik Nabers.
I do, too. Jaguar fans thought Justin Blackman was going to be a stud.
I also can't help but think about the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they had an interesting, odd, maybe underachieving year despite winning 11 games, but it didn't feel dominant. Cowboys actually won the division. So you got those two teams, even though, as we'll get to when we start talking football in a little bit, that they are on a precipice.
Oh, yeah.
Of conflict, call it that. The Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
they've had a quietly really good offseason, and they've been great. And then talk about San Francisco.
Right? So those teams.
So there's three or four teams that the Giants aren't better than right now.
No question.
So maybe they evolve and become better. The offensive line gets more stable, but right now they're not. So I can't co-sign that. Can I say they're going to be a playoff team, like a dark horse playoff team? Absolutely.
I agree with that.
They could get right. Pretty quickly, as long as health is on their side, but not a Super Bowl team, at least not yet.
You obviously have connections to the Giants. You're going to be one of the 100 greatest players that ever played for the team. If the Giants do win the Super Bowl this year, please get Chris in Asbury Park on a float and save that, because I think he deserves at least that much. 888-808-1019. And Tommy, you're the power of positivity. You're a Giant fan.
I am the power of positivity. I appreciate the positivity
from
Chris.
Are you co-signing that?
He brought it. The last part of that, though, made me chuckle. He goes, what else do we need? How about a healthy quarterback? Why don't we start with that?
And if Chris won't be the only one. Tonight, Hard Knock starts. We're going to preview that in a little bit, and I'm sure going to react to that a lot tomorrow. There will be people that come out of that episode going, Giants got a little something here. You know they will. People start drinking the Kool-Aid.